USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Inflation steamrolled Americans in its fastest 12-month pace in nearly 40 years. The Consumer Price Index, an inflation gauge that measures costs across dozens of items, rose 7% in December from a year ago. President Biden, in a planned Atlanta, Georgia speech Tuesday, called on the United States Senate to remove the filibuster and allow a simple majority to pass voting legislation, taking away the state's rights to handle their own elections. Biden's bill would make sure all elections from now on are run by the folks in Washington, D.C.
I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
USA Radio News.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Just in time for Mardi Gras, a mask mandate.
The city of New Orleans is reinstating a mask mandate just weeks before the start of Mardi Gras as a way of stopping a surge in COVID-19 cases. Health Director Jennifer Avengio saying hospitalizations have risen by a factor of 7.
There are no beds. If you go to an emergency department right now, expect to wait 6, 10, 12 hours to be seen just to get back to the emergency department.
A city spokesman saying on Tuesday that the action is needed to allow parades to roll through the famed French Quarter. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A medevac helicopter carrying a child patient crash-landed outside Philadelphia Tuesday afternoon, but all four people on board are expected to survive in what officials called an absolute miracle. The crash took place roughly 1 p.m. near United Methodist Church in Delaware County on its way to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia from Maryland. Everyone was able to get out of the completely destroyed helicopter. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dr. Fauci was once again grilled on Capitol Hill about his response to the pandemic. Testifying before Republican lawmakers Tuesday, Senator Rand Paul disclosed an email that describes Fauci attempting to quash critics of the Wuhan lab leak probability. It should be noted Fauci told lawmakers in the past that gain-of-function research was not being conducted at the Wuhan lab that Fauci's organization was giving money to. That statement was later discounted as a gain-of-function research was being conducted at the Wuhan lab. Tennessee Republican Congresswoman Diana Harshbarger on Fox News is a former pharmacist and weighs in.
You're only going to be presented one side in this, and thank goodness that Rand Paul, he is a physician. You know, he had a disagreement with Roger Marshall yesterday. These are colleagues of mine in the doctor's caucus. And for him to say he is the science and discard any other disagreement with him, that's wrong for this country. That's wrong for the world, basically. When they say follow the science, follow the true science. He always diverts going back to personal attacks or whatever. He doesn't want to answer the real question. And that's a huge problem. And, you know, if there's anything we can do to push forward the studies that are true, tried and true, they won't even discuss natural immunity when it comes to this virus. There's so much information out there. How can the American public know who to trust? It's either you're a truth seeker or you're seeking political power.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.